Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 166. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Admiral Radley. That song is called Sunburn Kids. It's on the band's album, I Heart California, which came out July of last year on Ship Records. That band is made up of equal parts Granddaddy and Early Mart members. I enjoy both those bands, and I enjoy this album. The album and the whole, lots of different things happening. Some songs are very much like Granddaddy, some are like Early Mart, and a lot of really good combinations, and some, like that last one, kind of out of left field. So I enjoy that one. If you notice the wonderful fidelity in my voice this week, it's because I'm on the road, not working in my normal studio, but creating a podcast for you just the same from my little hotel in Connecticut. Let's continue on here with buzz band Y Oak. This song is called Dog Eyes.
Can see yourself in evolution.
Down in a cool blood bay.
there's a couple of new bands there for you, getting a lot of press. That was Kurt Vile with the song Society Is My Friend on his album Smoke Ring for My Halo. That came out March 8th of this year on Matador Records. He's based out of Philadelphia, though he was just up in Connecticut a couple weeks ago for a show that I missed. I don't think I missed a whole lot, though, because I don't really like that album. I've spent a lot of time with it, and I think that track I just played was pretty good, but for the most part, it just doesn't do a lot for me. Before that, Y Oak with the song Dog Eyes. That is on the album Civilian, which also came out on March 8th. This one on Merge Records. Band, a two-piece there, based out of Baltimore. I know they're on the road now. Very interesting tweets from wherever they go. Getting a lot of press as well. Selling out really big shows. And that's a pretty good album. I don't know if it's as good as everyone says, but my tastes differ from yours, so definitely give that one a little stronger listen. Let's jump over to something that none of the credits like. This is Nubin Lee, the song Surrender.
Surrender. Let go. Give in. Give up. Surrender.
That's just kind of amazing, isn't it? That is Killing Joke with the song In Excelsis. That is off the band's album Absolute Descent, which came out in November of last year on Spine Farm Records. And I believe that song actually was on an EP that came out a few months or maybe a month before the album. So if you're not familiar with Killing Joke, do yourself a favor. Jump on over to All Music Guide or Wikipedia or whatever entertains you and do some research there. It's a band that's been together for about 30 years, a little bit more, making incredible music that has influenced so many other bands, and members have done so many interesting things. Jazz Coleman, if you read his CV, it'll just blow your mind of everything he has performed on, played with, composed for. If there's a musical medium, he has owned it at some point. Before that, REM with the song Alligator, Aviator, Autopilot, Antimatter. That is on the band's new album, Collapse Into Now, which came out, I think, March 8th of this year on Warner Brothers Records. It is a very good REM album. It is not as good as the old days, but it is better than the days you've seen in a very, very long time. And that song there with Peaches is a lot of fun. And before that, Ben Lee with the song Surrender on his album The Rebirth of Venus, which came out in 2009, April of 2009, and somehow I missed it. And the answer is somehow I missed it because it's just a horrible album. There's a couple of songs on it that are redeeming. That one, Surrender there, which is a favorite from live shows, and I believe that was a live recording there as well. I like that song. I mean, it's not much, but it's Ben Lee and it's fun, and that's what you expect out of him. But the rest of the album, not so good. And that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of coming back, we're about out of time here, so let me get the business out of the way. Remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 166. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow us on at SidMuchRock on Twitter. Let's see. Also on the website, new this week, some pictures from a show last week with Matt Pompea and Rocky Vodolato and Canvas. And I think you'll have pictures up from Sebado and Richard Buckner here within the next day or so. Probably by the time you hear this, it's there. Keeping lots of busy. And coming up soon, focus on the new Kansas City Middle of the Map Fest. Kind of give you some information about that festival, get some bands on here, and plug that. It should be a good time for everyone. Now, well, we end things with something a little different every week, and lately that something different has been pretty similar, so I apologize, but not really, because I really enjoy this album. This is from Amon Amarth, yes, another band from Sweden playing melodic death metal. The name of the song is called Destroy the Universe, and it's on the band's new album, Surtur Rising, which comes out on Metal Blade Records at the end of March, I think March 29th. And just a few weeks later, you'll be able to catch them in Lawrence, Kansas, on April 16th at the Granada. The band is on tour. I don't know what all the shows are like, but the one in Lawrence is two sets by the band, one of the new album, one of other stuff, no opening act, and just a very long night of melodic death metal. Won't be quite this long tonight. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.